Hello everyone, Padmini Arhant, representative, divine mission, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com. Welcome to impromptu presentation. The topic, nuclear proliferation, nuclear status, resumes. Considering the critical nature of nuclear weapons endangering life on the planet. The notion that nuclear status makes a nation powerful is a misnomer. The major powers involved in increasing nuclear stockpiles, different range missiles, short range, intercontinental ballistic missiles, missile defense system with interception capability and so on. Besides constant nuclear testing underwater and on land, maintained and continued with great risks as well as economic liability. Nuclear weapons safekeeping alone costs a fortune for any nation. Nuclear accidents cannot possibly be ignored, as it has happened on a large and alarming extent, such as Chernobyl disaster or the nuclear reactors leakage in the aftermath of earthquake-triggered tsunami in Fukushima, Japan. Even otherwise, safeguarding nuclear arsenal demands prudent measures and constant vigilance, monitoring, and there is also considerable trepidation about what might happen if there is any negligence on any part from anywhere. I don't think the nuclear powers can possibly disregard these possibilities or the chances of such incidents happening in their domain. This has happened in the United States. There has been nuclear incidents contaminating rivers, and there is also such event that has left Russia on alert with the naval submarine with nuclear capability that caused the death of Russian personnel just recently, and then there has been the nuclear reactors leaking in the aftermath of earthquake triggered tsunami in Fukushima, Japan, and I think I already mentioned Chernobyl disaster that cannot possibly be forgotten. So there are significant risks involved with nuclear weapons at anyone's disposal. So this is not just the nuclear weapons proving formidability of any state. Nuclear weapons also demand care and diligence in maintaining the stockpiles, and that comes with the economic cost as well. There is another important factor that deserves attention with nuclear status. Nuclear powers, United States and allies, Britain, France, have been involved in warfare, and they continue to be engaged in warfare until now. Despite their nuclear status, them being the nuclear powers, that has not delivered victory in the warfare that they have been involved up until now. Vietnam War, with United States as the nuclear force waging war against a non-nuclear state, Vietnam, at that time. And Vietnam until now remains a non-nuclear state, but again there is also this de facto status that is being forced upon Vietnam. This is again the development in recent years. I'm talking about in the last 3 to 4 years with the current administration in the United States. And Vietnam War was a colossal failure, even though that you know, left Vietnam in a catastrophic position, but the outcome of that warfare was not favorable to United States and allies engaged in that prolonged conflict. Yes, scores of lives were lost, and that became a political defeat in the United States as well. But again, the nuclear status did not necessarily deliver victory to the nuclear power United States. Similarly, when the former Soviet Union occupied Afghanistan, the former Soviet Union as the nuclear power, invasion and occupation of Afghanistan, eventually forced to leave Afghanistan, as they could not afford to maintain authority in Afghanistan. Yes, United States training mujahideens in Afghanistan, and then facilitated U.S. For former Soviet Union to exit Afghanistan, and then the occupation proved to be extremely detrimental to former Soviet Union. I think that recognition is now having impact on Russia now. It is not wise to invade and occupy foreign nations, for that is only going to come back to haunt the invader and occupier in every respect. But unfortunately, this lesson has not been learned by the current imperial power hegemony focus on illegal invasion, occupation, destabilization of nations maintained with full aggression. And all that I can say is the nuclear status is of no use for any nuclear power to use nuclear weapons against a non-nuclear nation. It would only demonstrate the weak attribute of the falsely presumed strong nation. What I'm trying to say is that would only be a major embarrassment for a nuclear nation to use nuclear arsenal against a non-nuclear nation in warfare. That would be a cowardly act, and even amounting to callousness, when an armed aggressor approaching an unarmed target and claiming that to be a victory, could not be a proud moment, or there is no logic or rationality in claiming pride or even declaring that as a victory. That is what it would mean for a nuclear power to threaten or even engage or imply that they would use nuclear arsenal against a non-nuclear state. Would simply be a cowardly action. This has happened though with the United States deployment of a nuclear component, using nuclear component in warfare, even going back to Vietnam when napalm was used against the civilians in Vietnam War. And likewise, the depleted uranium that was used against the civilians in Iraq, or white phosphorus by Israel against the people in Gaza. So either way, a nuclear power using nuclear arsenal or any nuclear component against the target nation, the civilians, the civilian population, are the ones that are subject to any military might or extreme military force, not barring nuclear component in warfare. What does that, how does that reflect upon the nation, the nuclear power, to use nuclear weapons in any proportion against a non-nuclear nation? That only reveals the weakness, the lack of integrity, credibility, and most importantly, humanitarian value. You know, even when you are engaged in warfare, you know, there are rules that must be followed. But again, when there is no respect for life, how can you expect the aggressor to have any respect for rules that they create and expect those who are in adherence of such rules and regulations, while they hold themselves above such rules or any laws and conventions that are there? Where isn't that true that Geneva Convention had no meaning to the aggressors during Iraq War in this century, and that goes for the military aggression in Afghanistan? And let me also say another important factor that is relevant with the nuclear status. So here is this one scenario: nuclear power aggression against a non-nuclear state, and then a nuclear power attempting or even posturing with nuclear threat against a nuclear nation. Would not only be unwise, but only invite a disaster upon them. Can any nuclear nation get away with a nuclear attack on another nuclear state and not expect that nuclear power to retaliate? Either in defense or as deterrence? This is what I'm trying to project to the nuclear powers. Nuclear status is meaningless. Having nuclear weapons do not necessarily make them invincible. This is the topic that deserves more focus and discussion. I will be back with details on this topic as well as other issues shortly. And I would like to thank you, the listeners, for your interest in the matter. This is a global concern. There will be a presentation on this issue along with other interesting developments in due course. And again, I will be back shortly And I would like to thank you all for your participation. This is Padmini Arhant, representative, divine mission, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com. We'll be back with more on other issues along with the nuclear subject very soon.